So, without taking much time, I'm going to invite my brother and friend Serge Kiripi for the proclamation of God's word.
Good morning. Good morning. Are we good this morning? So I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad that I'll be sharing again God's word this morning. I want to say thank you for the leadership of the church for giving us this opportunity to share God's word this morning. My name is Serge Kiripi, and I serve here at Gomaville with the media and sound team. And so good to be here again as we celebrate the Christmas. And I'd like you to help me doing this one. I'd like you to stand up, be on your feet, please. Be on your feet. And then I want you to go and get someone you don't know, someone probably you have never spoken to, and get to know them. And when I say get to know them, get to know at least their name. Get to know their name and then wish to them a Merry Christmas. The only thing, get to know their name and wish them a Merry Christmas. Wish you a Merry Christmas. Christmas and a happy new year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy new year. You can have your seat if you have finished to greet someone, to get to know them. That's so nice. Now, a challenge is this. Try to invite someone you greeted today for a breakfast, if possible, after service or during the week, and enjoy the Christmas with them. So, today we'll be talking about the name, and that is the name of the Emmanuel. That's why I wanted you first to greet someone and get to know them. Because we'll be speaking about one name, and that is the name of Emmanuel in our life during this season of Christmas. So the theme that we have started this for these few Sundays that are coming, it's a good tiding of great joy. Good tiding of great joy. And I'm glad to introduce the theme. And we'll be reading together in the book of Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, and then we'll go to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, but the part B of it. And I'll read, and if you are there, you can read with me. And this is what the Bible says. Behold, Matthew chapter 1, verse 23 says, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. And then Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, part B says, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And during this, you have been of great help in preaching of me by getting to know the name of someone that you greeted this morning. And the reason why I wanted us to do that is just because I wanted to tell us that each and every one of us has a name. We have a name, and that is part of our identity. And when you are greeting someone, when you are moving in greeting people, get to know people, I don't know if there was someone whose name was nobody. We all have a name. And each one of us, we get a name. Probably we have been named after our grandfathers or grandmothers. Some of us have been named after places of birth, like they give you a name from a place you were born. And that's why in the Bible you'll find people like this guy from Jerusalem, this guy from this place. And the French guys also, they have good names like those. Gérard de Montagne. They get names from different places where they were born. And some of us have been named because of the circumstances of our life, the circumstance in which we were born. People get names like Grace. People get names like Furaha, which means joy. We all get named in a different way. Different circumstances, different places, or after our grandfathers, we have been named. And my name, like Saj, like Kiripi, comes from my grandfather's name. So I've been named after my grandfather. And the Bible also records the different names that have been given to Christ. Different names that have been given to Christ. And we have names like Lamb of God, the Bread of Life, the Good Shepherd, the Mediator, the Redeemer, the Author. Names have been given to Christ. And when we come to Matthew chapter 1 and Isaiah, we find other names that have been given to the baby boy. And the name that comes, the first one in Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, they say, a son will be born to you, and his name will be given to him. He will be called Emmanuel, and which is translated, or which means God with us. And when we go to Isaiah, we find the name like a Prince of Peace, Counselor. There are names that have been given. But today, as we focus on the name of the Lord, I'd like us to focus, I will be focusing on two. And the first one, I'll be speaking about the name Emmanuel, which means God with us. This name is God himself naming himself Emmanuel. Because the birth of Christ has been prophesied, and the prophet have come, and God has been revealing to them the name of the baby boy that will be born. And the name was Emmanuel. And the prophet Isaiah, the prophet Hosea, and Micah have been speaking about this name. But the particularity of this name, Emmanuel, which means God with us, comes because it's a fulfillment of the prophecy that have been given. It's a name that helps us to move from prophecy to fulfillment. It's a name that helps us to move from hope that have been given to us to the assurance of the God that we have been spoken to. But now this time, he is with us on earth. This is the name of God. The name that has made us move from a point where we've been hoping for a Messiah to come. We've been waiting for the King to come. We've been waiting for the Savior to come. But this name, Emmanuel, gives us the assurance that we are no longer waiting, but now we are sitting with God. That God is now with us. We can feel him. We can touch him. We can see him. And we can even smell him with us. Because that is the God that we've been told, but now he is with us. The name Emmanuel. And the prophet Isaiah gives the baby different names that have been revealed also to him. And they call him Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He is the Prince of Peace. When we feel like everything is going round all over around us, he gives us that quietness in the storm. When we need an advice, we go back to him and he'll give us the best advice. He counsels us and tells us what to do. And when we need a father, he says that he is an everlasting father. But in those names that the prophet Isaiah is giving, I would like to focus only in one name, and that is the Mighty God. The Mighty God. And I'll be sharing the Mighty God in three different ways. The Mighty God with us, the Mighty God within us, and the Mighty God for us. Let's go directly with the first point. The Mighty God. And that the Mighty God that I call the Mighty in Mission. And when I say the Mighty in Mission, I'm looking the God with us. Luke chapter 19 verse 10 says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost." That was the mighty mission of Christ, to come and save the lost. To come and save the lost. That is the mighty mission. The God with us came to save the lost. And I want to tell you that you and I are the ultimate reason why God gave his only begotten Son so that we can be called children of God. He wanted to restore our relationship, the relationship that was broken when we had sinned against God. God wanted to restore that. And he said, "I will come, I have a mission, and my mission is to restore that relationship with you." As we celebrate the Emmanuel with us, as we celebrate, as we go through this season, I want us to remember that we are not only celebrating the birth of Jesus, but we are celebrating this relationship with God that has been broken. That is the relationship that we are celebrating during this season. He wanted to separate us from sin and keep us close to him. The mission of God is to separate us from sin and bring us close to him. And when we read the Psalm 103, the Bible says, "As far as the west is separated to the east, so that's how God has separated us from sin and from our iniquity. And from the higher, as higher the heaven is above the earth, that is how the God mercy and love is upon us." And that's make a sign of the cross. He separated us from the sin as the west is separated from the east. And his love, his mercy, his grace is higher as heaven is above the earth. But at the center of it all, there is his heart, and that the heart of God that has united us, that has brought us again close to him. God's purpose, God's mission is to separate us from the sin and keep us close to him. He wanted us to know that we are loved, we are redeemed, we are accepted, and we are elected. During this season, as we celebrate the Christmas, as we celebrate God, as we celebrate this birth of Jesus, I want you to be sure. I want you to be assured that you are accepted before God. It doesn't matter how people see you. It doesn't matter how your past was. It doesn't matter how heavy your past is. I want to assure to you that you are accepted. God has elected you. God has redeemed you for a purpose. For a purpose. You are accepted. That is the mission of our God. The second point I wanted to talk to is the mighty God. The mighty God in position. The mighty God in position. And that is God within us. God within us. And Philippians chapter 2 verse 13 say, "For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him." God is working in you. God is shaping your character. God wants to take the first place. He wants to be the priority in your life. God wants to be the priority at your work. God wants to be the priority in your family. God wants to be the priority. He wants to take that first place because he wants to work in you. He wants to change things from you that have not been working well. He wants to be that priority in everything that you do. He wants you to submit to his control and let him work within you. That the God we are celebrating during this season. That the God we are celebrating. He wants to change your desires, your thought, your view of things, your perspective. That the work that the Lord is working within you so that you can see things differently the way you have been seeing them. And to do it, he wants to do it being a mighty God within you. He wants to be a mighty God in position. The way you look at things will depend on the position you put God in. He wants to transform you from the inside out. God's purpose is to make you shine first from the inside so that the outside can testify that the Lord lives within you. And then the third point I want to talk to you about is the mighty God in power. The mighty God in power. And that the God for us. That the God for us. And Romans chapter 8 from verse 31 to 39, it says, "If God is for us, who can stand against us?" If God is for us, who can stand against us? The God in power wants to fight for you. The God in power is already fighting for you. It doesn't matter how the year has been going on, he's fighting for you. And he won't again. He will never stop till everything goes well in your life. God is fighting for you. Your battles are not yours. Your fears, cast them to God. Your burden, cast them to God. Because he's mighty in power. And he's willing to restore whatever is not going on in your life. Is there anything that tried to break you down? Is there any challenge coming into your life and you can't see the light again? He says, "I'm the God, the mighty God, by the mighty God in power. I will fight for us. I will not forsake you. I will never leave you." So I want you to come as we celebrate this Christmas. I want you to believe in this God who says, "I am the mighty God in position. I am the mighty God in power. And I am the mighty God in mission." Trust in this God and he will restore everything. Cast your burdens unto him and he will restore again. May the Lord bless you this morning.